Well, top of the evening to you, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of the Caffeination Now. This will be the St. Patty's Day edition. I'd just like to say that we're going to have some interesting stuff today. First up, we have from the Podsafe Music Network, that'd be music.podshop.com. We have a band here called the Bloody Irish Boys, and their song, Drunk Tonight, sounds like they had a weenie bit of bull, if you know what I mean. Anyway, again, here we have the Bloody Irish Boys and their song, Drunk Tonight. No silly accents or anything, everybody. This is a special edition here of the Caffeination. We're just going to go a couple little coffee-related items, and then we're going to send you off to enjoy the rest of your St. Paddy's Day if you happen to download it today. Well, to all those who are Irish and who want to be Irish today, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. We here at the Caffeination would like to consider this somewhat of a public service to all those who aren't Irish. We're going to revisit the topic we talked about briefly earlier. We're going to talk about how to create the perfect cup of Irish coffee. You should find a link in the show notes, but to create the perfect cup of Irish coffee is actually quite simple. What you do is you heat your mug, something I didn't know until I did a little research today. But you heat the mug up, it's called a steamed whiskey goblet. It looks kind of like a champagne glass, but a little bit shorter, a little bit squatter, you know what I mean? Anyway, you heat up one of those, nice warm mug, then you take one shot of Irish whiskey, drop it in there so it's kind of steaming a little bit. You add 3 sugar cubes. Then you fill the rest of your goblet up with a steaming cup of nice dark black coffee to within an inch around the top. Then you take your cream, heavy cream. According to the website that I've been looking at, you don't use the heavy whipping cream that you find in supermarkets and the like, but you're supposed to actually find real, unprocessed, heavy cream because it has a tendency to stay on the top of the mug and create a much, much better drink. Well, anyway, you take this heavy whipping cream, you pour it over the top, and then you drink it through the cream. You're supposed to drink it through the froth at the top of the cream. So after you've done this, then you have successfully created the perfect cup of Irish coffee, as per the original recipe by the man who created it. According to the website that I have linked up in the show notes, it's Mr. Joseph Sheridan, the head chef at Foynes, F-O-Y-N-E-S. Not really sure exactly how to pronounce that, but... Alright, now that we've discussed the libations for the night before, I think we should probably discuss the cure for the morning after. What I've found, I mean, I'm not one who usually gets hangovers, being not one who overindulges all the time, but what I've found to be the best remedy in the next morning is a nice steaming cup of coffee. Bet you didn't think I was going to say that. Yeah, right. We could take a nice steaming cup of coffee, and if you're going to be grinding your own beans, what I would suggest at this point, actually, is to not necessarily go for the darkest kind of coffee, because it might sit a little harsh on your stomach. You want to go for a light to medium roast coffee, because it sits nice and easy, something that goes down smooth. Try not to use a lot of milk, don't use a lot of sweeteners and everything in this. Try and just make it about the coffee to wake you up, clear your brain a little bit, you know what I mean? And, I don't know, there's conventional wisdom that supposedly says you throw a little bit of a hair of the dog that bit you, shall we say, in there. I had a teacher in a class in high school who, after a particularly good night the night before, would come in the morning after, have a nice steaming cup of coffee from Dunkin' Donuts or wherever he happened to stop by that day, and pour a little bit from a flask in there, and he seemed to be about right as rain by the time second period rolled around. So, take that for what it's worth. The man's name was Downey, so I'm pretty sure that he's celebrating tonight as well. Well, thanks for sticking with us here at the St. Paddy's Day edition of the Caffeination. I'd like to thank the Bloody Irish Boys for their song in the beginning of the podcast today. And, yeah. Alright, everybody. Thanks for listening. I hope that people download this one. And I'd like to thank you for sticking with us here on the St. Paddy's Day edition of the Caffeination. Little short podcast. We're sticking under 10 minutes today. I'd like to encourage people to visit the website here at pzulbox.podomatic.com and add comments. You can send an email. There's a whole bunch of links there. You can subscribe to this show in iTunes, My Yahoo. You can add it to your Google homepage. A whole bunch of different little things in there. One last thing I'd like to talk about tonight, I'd just like to say thank you to Adam Curry and the Daily Source Code for turning me on to the Bloody Irish Boys this morning on his podcast, the Daily Source Code at www.curry.com, so you can head over there if you'd like to see what that's all about. Anyway, signing off from St. Paddy's Day, I'd like to say thanks for the mug and stay caffeinated, people.